At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Monday. Getting things fired up for the week, Sip. Are you in 100% work mode still, you said?
Yeah.
Summer's over for you.
I went Phil.
Whoa, see now,
you
see?
You got the magazine?
I'm telling you.
Are you locked in?
I'm telling you right now, the weight difference is ridiculous.
The weight difference between what?
Between your and your Lindy's.
Phil Steele, yes. Which you're holding. Phil goes, I went Phil. You went full Phil yesterday?
Yeah, full Phil. Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, you walked in and paid $27 for
that.
No,
it was 21 and change.
Not bad.
21 and change. It felt to me as if the AC was not on in Barnes & Noble. It was most uncomfortable. I looked at the lab. I've been here for no more than 40 seconds, and I can't take it. It had to be horrible.
I've never seen that before at Barnes & Noble. It's usually very comfortable.
Imagine trying to sell a book when it's 100 degrees inside. It'd be very hard.
$21.
Money well spent.
Okay, so you got your Phil and I got my Lindy, so yeah. We should be covered.
We can cross-reference. Let's cross-reference this, Steve.
Let's see who has who.
Yes.
Don't you have a Phil Steele also, Sip? You don't have.
I didn't buy it. I just won't pay $21. I mean, that's
what you get. That's why you get something that weighs about.
Flimsy.
Yeah, that's what you get right there.
The 1 pound versus the 6 pound magazine.
Everyone knows Phil Steele is the guy. Everyone knows that.
So he's not exactly Mark Twain when it comes to reading, though. Yeah. I mean, it's...
And Lindy's is. Yeah.
Comparable.
You need a magnifying glass to read Phil
Steele.
Yeah,
I have trouble...
Mark Twain.
I don't understand it all into Phil Steele.
Ben, have you went over cross-referencing yet in journalism school? That's been covered?
Nice. Good. He says yes.
Cross-referencing.
What else did Steve teach you? Who, what, when, where, why? Remember
that's
when
right,
Ben got
right.
Nothing? We asked him a question. He had no idea. Who was there? I don't know. When did this happen? I'm not sure. I'm checking on
that. It's a bad start, Ben.
Where?
Bad start.
I didn't know that either.
Always keep that in mind, Ben. Every story you do. Who? You got it all covered. How's in there? Remember this one.
Ooh.
This was a big one. You know what the critical word is in journalism?
What is it?
Because. This happened because is a huge word.
Which, as we talked about on the show, is one of the best words ever. Mom, Dad, can I go do this? No. Why? Because. Then you ask what, again, like that. Again,
you need it. You need
it. It's because I said so. That was the next thing.
That's not the worst.
Yeah, I don't know if you, now everything's the why. You have to sit down.
Why?
And think, well, let's... Well, here's the reason I'm not allowing you to do that. Right. And I've laid it out in a bullet point. I got a PowerPoint to show you kids. Well, we just got.
I'll put it on your phone.
Yeah, we got just because I said
scroll.
So.
Scroll.
And that was it. And then you kept walking, too.
Yeah.
Dad kind of gave that look.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just keep walking.
Right.
Don't even slow down anymore. Don't double back in.
Nope.
Sometimes you might try to pull a fast one with mom, and then mom goes back in. Yeah, is there any chance that And then you're really going to get it. Yeah, then just don't do that.
No, there was a pecking order. There was a pecking order. Yes. Ben's here, though.
Young Ben's in the house.
Ben.
He's here.
Yes. How are your hours, Ben? Are you okay? Will you be here for the whole show? We have to ask.
He's
now
laughing. I said, good, yes. Yeah.
We don't have to.
He worked for 8 days and took a 10-day vacation to Colorado, but they told us yesterday he didn't go outside. He didn't go outside.
All right. Now, that's enough.
He just said he didn't. He asked if he hiked or anything. He's like, no. He didn't. They didn't have good cell service on the trail.
Ben, you're doing
the
great.
The only thing Ben said was that there's no humidity. Like the temperature and the fact that you could breathe better out there in Colorado.
Can.
That was his only comment about Buena Vista, where he went to.
Was Arizona like that?
You could breathe, but it's like breathing in hot air. like breathing through a hairdryer.
It's not very comfortable.
It actually wasn't that bad.
You guys have spent some time other places. Bill has. Me and Jake haven't.
No.
How's Jake doing?
I'm fine. Well, the
living
still
wise, we've had you've got Columbus and Lincoln, and you've got Beatrice and Lincoln.
That's it.
Yes.
When you think, no, I had Grand Island. I had a seven month stint in Grand Island. Yes, as a 21-year-old.
That was you comboed right. You were at the newspaper and at the racetrack, or just
racetrack? No, just the newspaper. But I covered the horse race.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't gainfully employed by the racetrack. I was gainfully employed by the Grand Island Independent.
The Independent,
which I quickly learned when I got there,
they're not independent.
No, they're independent. But it was funny, and I was really taken aback, and I wasn't happy about it. Like, people would call it it was the Grand Island Daily Independent, but it was a lot of the townspeople referred to as the Grand Island Daily Disappointment.
Was that before or after you?
It's probably more after.
During.
I mean, it was, you know, people were joking. But
when you work for someone, can you still use the name? So if you ask a question to Bielema, can you be like that? Steve Sipple, Grand Island Independent.
No.
No, you have to say,
my employer would not appreciate
you
that.
You have to go on three.
On three. You could go on three. I could go Husker Online. I could go Husker Online of the On Three Network. I could just go Steve Sipple. But no, not. I couldn't go Daily Independent.
Well, I don't know how that works.
I'd freak people right out.
Like Bill to be say next to you. So when you say On Three, he goes,
That'd be awesome. That would be.
To be at the big
Bill game. Would love that. Steve Sipple on three. You should be there just for that.
That's all I said for 3 days.
Kirk Francis, Steve Sipple from the Husker Online On Three Network.
they kind of flinch and they'd look at us and kind of like they'd laugh.
I like these two.
Laugh.
I like these guys. I want to hang with those two.
God dang it! That's such a good idea. To do that at Big Ten Media Days, you should definitely be there.
Set him up to do that.
Just walk around with me, even when I introduce myself to people. Simple, who are you working for now? On three.
I'd do it over 1,000 times in 3 days.
You would never get old. Simple's got Bush with him all the time.
The best part, I just walk right behind him. And then all of a sudden, if I'm dallying around like that, Simple's like, hey, over here, I'm going to talk to these guys.
What are you doing? Get over here, Bill. Over here.
You're going to miss one.
Side podium, main podium, off the podium. Private interviews. Steve Sipple on three.
Just all of a sudden.
It's not all private.
Petiti's up there. Steve Sipple on three. Petiti's like, what just happened?
Who is this guy? Who is this? It has to happen. It just happened.
It should happen.
It's too glorious.
Yeah,
it's too beautiful.
It's such a great idea.
And the best part was every time we do it, we'd laugh this hard. I
can't get my question out.
What'd you ask him? I don't know.
I lost the question.
Bush did the hut, 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 and I lost it.
I lost the question.
And then I didn't know what to even ask.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Come back to
you. Petiti, I'll get back. I'm crying over here.
Try again in 3 minutes, Tony. Sorry. My bad.
Damn it. I'm trying to be a journalist for On Three. Jake.
Yeah.
Stop. Get it on the rails.
Well, last night, Golf League, I was telling you guys before the show, disappointment. Cart girl comes around.
Yeah, this really caught me.
The partners are trying to, you know, talk to the cart girl.
How old is cart girl?
She's probably 20 at the max. Okay. And gotcha. They bring up better times as, you know, they're...
Better times.
Brett
is 44. Dodger is 36. Yes, Dodger. Dodger. Great
Dodger
guy.
Pretty young.
Yep, yeah. 36. But Brett's talking about, hey, have you heard of an 8-track? What's an 8-track? Have you heard of a cassette? Never heard of a cassette before. I listen to Apple Music. No commercials. Don't do radio. I just didn't talk to her. I walked away. I drove the cart away. I said, can't have this. Can't
That's
have
not
this
better
right
times.
Now. Not better times.
Can't have better times. Well,
you would drive around a lot of time, too, for hours with just the radio on.
Yeah.
With just the radio on.
Yeah, for sure.
And certain times, you'd switch over.
Yeah,
I just caught the end of 8-track. I caught the end of it, but I was very...
Me too.
I had an 8-track box. I still have the one that that Missing Tooth Greg gifted me.
That was nice.
And that was very nice of him.
Thank you, Greg.
It's in my truck. It's still with... I carry it in my truck as if I have an 8-track player. I might pop one in. A Pablo Cruz 8-track might go in at any time.
Oh.
She was proud to say she'd never, ever used a CD player or had ever listened to a CD ever.
Well,
also,
I mean,
that's a big
that
part
age.
Of my growing up with CDs.
She's that age.
Imagine she's very proud of it, though.
She gets some grace.
Imagine buying the car right now. I thought you go to look at it, and it's got the stackable CD player. Remember that one? You could put like five CDs
rotate them through. Yes.
Yeah, and that was a big deal.
That's a big deal. Yeah, I can whip five in this thing.
That was intimidating. I never had anything like that. I'm not even sure I ever had a cassette player in my truck. I don't think I did.
If I did, player.
It just ate them. And no, it did because it ate it all every day.
At a Pioneer, Shindaddy installed it.
Did it eat your cassettes?
What's that? And no, it did pretty well like that. Remember, I was driving the $900 Camaro with the exhaust system that came through the car with the gas gauge that didn't work. I ran out of gas over 100 times. Over 100 times ran
hence
out of gas.
Hence the sound.
Just be driving around town, all of a sudden, just
he nails that.
And you,
sound,
get, and you always hit one last try. That nope, we're out.
It's like a lawnmower effect. The lawnmower does that.
Also, not a big deal either to go to a gas station and just say, "Hey, I'm going to get 3 gallons of gas. Do you have a gas can? Yeah, just grab one out of there.
You
grab a gas can, a random one that they would just let you use. Fill it up, go get that, and then come down and get some gas.
I wonder. I don't know if they still do that or not.
There's someplace, but
I bet gas stations.
But gas stations back in that day, every one basically had a garage with it. They also did work on vehicles,
and I think you'd still find that. I don't think you could go to Casey's and get a gas can. No. Maybe, but maybe the Casey's owner would take umbrage with me saying that. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to test it. I just know the lawnmower does the same thing your car did.
All I know is this
hit me.
Laura, my wife, about threw hands with someone in Casey's in Albion.
Whoa, what?
Laura? On Sunday, yeah.
First of all, there's a Casey's in Albion.
Yeah, it's right by Runza.
Yeah, right by Runza. Right there, there's a pump and pantry right
the
there. It was kind of
okay.
So why do you think we in the morning? Why do you think we went to Casey's?
Donuts.
What's that?
Or pizza? Casey's pizza.
Breakfast pizza
is incredible. At Casey's.
Laura comes out, palms up. She goes, "Are you kidding me?
What?
No breakfast pizza." Didn't even have it.
Ooh.
Casey's. It's like 9:30 in the morning.
What was it out? That's
9:30. I don't know, but it was just I've never been to a Casey's in my life where the breakfast pizza was out. Never been to one. There's always breakfast pizza
that's
available.
That's a tough look.
I don't know if
it's a tough look for Casey's.
Yeah, the Albion Casey's. I've never gone to Casey's and come away without pizza. Maybe breakfast. Yes.
Ever.
Pizza.
You're saying ever?
Ever.
No, I mean, when I wanted it. Mm. I'm telling you, the new feature there that's killing me, though, is those cookie dough things.
Oh, yeah.
God.
You've been hammering those.
They're delightful.
Yeah, it's killing
They're
me.
Really good.
Yeah, it's affected my late summer. I mean, is it late summer?
Is Adam getting on
no,
you?
No, it's not late summer.
Yeah, Adam can.
Adam's going to be on
Don't
you.
Don't get me started.
When is the induction of the Hall of Fame? When's Marty?
Marty, forward? It's the week of the Colorado game.
And you're doing the induction.
I don't know if I did a video for him.
Are you going to wear a suit?
No, it's not a suit. No. Hell no. I'm going. I'm going for sure.
Can we get Marty and my sister to meet? Because my sister's in the Hall of Fame at Plainview.
They'd be fast friends.
They'd be friends.
They're both smart. You know, they're both tall. I mean, they'd be,
and that's why they're friends because
they'd be,
of that.
They'd be
they're tall and smart.
I always try to keep my friends as tall
and smart.
Yeah, smart.
Tall,
yeah,
smart.
How you
they'd be fast friends. Yeah, Marty will be back. Marty's coming back for this event. Jake,
you better stop in the studio here.
Yeah.
Then.
So
he's been here before.
Yeah, you had golf league last night. Is there any highlights you want to share?
No, it was
you had the low score.
I did. It was a gorgeous evening, though. It was a phenomenal evening. Weather wise, it's beautiful.
Listen to the humility. He doesn't want to talk about it.
I'm not talking about it. I had a good night. I played well.
Let's go shot for shot.
Nope.
Did you hit a hybrid?
Nope. I'll just say this. One birdie, one bogey, seven par is pretty boring. Pretty standard.
One birdie, one bogey, seven par.
That means he shot what?
Even par.
That's
even
good
math
par.
Right there.
Yeah.
Consistent.
That's the math right there.
Consistent.
That's all I got for you from last night, besides the car girl and the 8-track.
That's okay.
By the way, last thing before we move on, regarding the on-3 thing.
Head up!
Dustin at Lake Alfred, Florida says, that would be comedy gold. I would volunteer to follow you guys around with a video camera and post that.
What if we did have a camera following us around, a whole crew?
I think it would be funnier if I never even reacted to it.
Yeah, just kept talking.
Yeah, just acted like you weren't even there. Steve Sipple on three.
Head up!
Yeah, coach.
No, it'd be actually better if you laughed every time. That'd be better if we just busted up laughing ourselves.
Unfazed.
And you're going like, what
if I was just visibly annoyed?
What do you think
Bielema
would have thought of that?
Petiti,
you're a nut.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs the rest of the summer and into fall.
Sorry, Bill's going to Big Ten Media Days with us.
Just to say, just to respond to on-3. That's all he wants to do. Be glorious.
All right, what else is going on?
464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, you pointed me to something yesterday on our morning phone call about some rundown stuff yesterday.
Yeah, you were saying inappropriate stuff.
I was not. I was being very appropriate. I just got off a meeting, actually. I was being very appropriate.
That's when
there.
You're the most inappropriate.
No, that's not true. Sean Callahan, your colleague, your boss, Husker Online of on-3.
I'm only doing it when it's with...
Oh, Sip, what? I've said it before.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah,
100%.
Have we? I'll do it.
We have done it before.
Quiet cow.
Yeah.
We've done it before. Anyways, it's a quiet cow. Well, he was posting in his weekly rundown a couple things, and one of them was about the staff turnover over the last 12 months at Nebraska football. There's 10 people that were hired that are now no longer with Nebraska since Matt Rhule took over.
It's sort of like a little story that has gone.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's just been
gone viral?
No, it hasn't gone viral. In fact, it's been quiet, but it's sort of interesting. And I'm glad Sean addressed it. Yeah, there's been a lot of staff turnover, a lot of movement. We'll just say movement on the staff. What names that a lot of people, Bill would recognize because he's in the business. Some people would recognize because they follow it so closely. Some people won't recognize them, but these were guys that were critical, particularly in the recruiting realm. It's obviously Cooper, Evan Cooper. That was last week. He's a recruiter, and Florida was his place, and you know, he got some good guys out of Florida. It's Bob Wager, though. Is it Wager?
Wager.
Bob Wager you know, he's out. Omar Hales, that's three. Phil Simpson, out. He helped in Florida too. Phil Simpson's the one who landed Vincent Shavers. They'd send Phil Simpson out as the 10th guy sometimes. Mike Wallace, out. CJ Cavazos, out. Gordon Thomas, out. Anthony Crespino, out. Courtney Hellam, out. SJ Holmey, out. All these guys made almost all of them. Well, all of them made over 50, and a lot of these guys were making 100+. So Hales, Simpson, Wallace, and Cavazos. I don't know if I'm getting that name right. I think that's about right.
Cavazos.
Hales, Simpson, Wallace, and Cavazos were, as Sean points out, were key personnel and recruiting hires, along with Cooper in his player evaluation role. So the guys that they lean on, and one of them, and then a couple of these guys, one of them for sure is one of Bill's friends, is Vince Ginta. He's still huge. Keith Williams is huge. Ryan Callahan is huge. And Avery Gossett is huge. But it's not a small thing that there was that much turnover in the recruiting department.
No, that's a pretty major.
A lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. And especially when two full-time guys left in an odd circumstance. That'd be the right word, odd circumstance. Yep.
Challenging circumstances.
Challenging circumstances. Yeah. So those are large number. The names you mentioned again of Williams, Ginta, and Callahan, those three,
yes,
those are the glue. There, you still have, when we start talking about recruiting and how this is going to work like that, you still have Vince runs the show, Keith is unbelievable, and Callahan's kind of the silent assassin. He is the man behind the scenes that has details, and he's one of the best I've ever worked with from behind the scenes, and what he can get done. And sometimes there's always flash, and sometimes you need somebody that's behind the scenes that just has steady, and that's Callahan.
Ryan Callahan is who you're talking about.
He came with he was retained by Frost. I mean, he came with Frost, but he was retained by Rule. Just as Ginta and Keith was.
Yeah, I think he's a kind of a technological wizard type.
He can kind of wizard through everything.
Director of recruiting systems and strategies.
Yeah. So he can wizard his way through a lot of things. So he's someone that no one would probably really know or notice, or he would, if he walked right by you, probably wouldn't have any idea. And then he would be the one that all of a sudden, when it's real quiet in the meeting, that can answer the question that needs to be answered.
Really?
He's
that's value.
That's because, again,
Jake, that's value.
That's where when you have people that are brilliant are people that can hire people and or have the right people there. And that's what Ginta is so good at. Vince has, he surrounds himself with great people. Saban was the master of that.
Vince Ginta.
I was with him at several places. I was with him at the University of Utah.
And where else?
University of Wisconsin. And University of Nebraska.
Wow.
Three separate places.
Ginta.
Yes. And so he's the big toe.
Senior Director of Player Personnel and Recruiting.
Yes.
Vince Ginta. Now, Williams, the big man, Keith Williams. Yeah.
He's a big person.
He's a big one.
Yes. He's a great, like I said, I would say that on campus visits, Keith's probably as important as anybody there is.
Is that right?
Yes, does a tremendous job.
So he helped handle that. Now, Avery Gossett does a lot of that too. Keith Williams is now the Director of Player Personnel. He was promoted. He was the Assistant Director of Player Personnel originally. Now he's the Director of Player Personnel. Played offensive line for Bill Callahan.
Very good player. Very, very good player.
Very good player.
So I wouldn't, but yes, the number is I don't want to say the word alarming, but it would be high,
and it's
drawn. You wouldn't even be talking about this if it wasn't because of what just happened and what happened last
probably
year at
not.
The same time.
Probably no, not.
Hardly come up.
Really no, and it was and it was just a kind of a throw into Sean's column at the latter stages. Is one of those columns that covered different areas. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, I was just saying, but the common question right now is, was it all a production issue with these people, and have they been replaced? We know Evan Cooper has been replaced. Bob Wager was replaced. But the other guys who have left, have they been replaced?
Yeah, I think they've been replaced. They've been replaced. And it wasn't like they were all fired. It wasn't all the same reasons. Some left on their own accord. Some were moved out. Some didn't work out. Some it just didn't work out.
A really good job by Sean.
It's interesting.
Because I wouldn't have known all those names or everything. So
yeah, he put it together.
He put it together. That's not easy research to go back and find. So it wasn't like, yeah, I can just Google this real quick and I knock it out in 2 minutes. There was some work. That's a really good job by Sean.
That's nice of you to say that. He would talk about this stuff, you know, in over the course of a calendar year. And I think at some point he just thought, well, I better put this together, just show everybody that's no longer, you know. So that's just a lot of turnover. It's just a lot of movement. And it's, I guess what I would say is it underscores the challenge of that head coaching job over there. You got to get the right guys in. And sometimes your first staff isn't the one you really want.
Happens a lot.
Right. It can be a kind of rushed process sometimes. Rule took the job in late November of 2022.
Yep.
He didn't have a lot of time to put a staff together. So your first staff, this happens sometimes. And that's what's happening. Now, Wager and Cooper,
Wager was late July before the first year.
July 28th. Yeah.
Right after media days.
Yeah.
About as late as you can get
it's pretty late.
I'm going to say 3 days before media days. It was a disaster.
No, it was after media days.
Or excuse me, three days before the start of camp. Right. You're right. We had come back from media days. Yeah, we just got back from Big
Ten. It was a Friday afternoon news dump on that one. Remember that?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because I had just pulled into the parking garage in Omaha. That was fun. And we had to get back and do that. But anyway, the...
What parking garage?
It had been the north parking garage at Epley.
Oh, that's where I always go. Do you go on the roof? I park rooftop.
I do rooftop most of the time.
I like it up there. You feel like you're at a little bit of... I can overlook the lake.
Yeah.
I always check the lake out.
Go for scenery to the airport.
Yes.
I don't know why I do the rooftop. Yeah. I didn't last time when I forgot my clothes. I was covered. I was in like the
fourth.
I was fifth.
I love going up to the roof. I really enjoy that.
I like the fifth floor sometimes, and I always find if they number where you're parking a five, because I remember Alex Gordon all the time. Five. Yeah. Alex Gordon. Where'd you park, Sip? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, Gordon. Five. Anyway. Off track. Oh, and by the way, the John Butler did not become official. The John Butler hire that I assume is still going did not become official yesterday. I expect today that it could become official. I've been dealing with Keith Mann on that matter, our friend.
Keith
Mann, by the way, you'll get a kick out of this.
He'd been on vacation in Galveston.
I sent him a text that merely said, it was in lowercase letters, WYD.
You sent that to Keith Mann?
Yeah. And he just sent back a text with a question mark on it. I thought it was super fun. Keith's like that. And he said, what's a 50-year-old man doing texting WYD?
That's a great response by Keith Mann. Yes. Thank you, Keith, for that.
You don't text WYD?
No. Mm-mm. I haven't sent a WYD in probably my whole life.
I don't even know what it means.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I have no
idea.
I'm
texting you, what are you doing for sure
this week? You sent Keith Mann a WYD just out of nowhere?
Yeah, basically. I mean, essentially.
You're on the fringe
of
60.
How many times do you sell you're on the fringe of 60. WYD text?
I am not. I am 58. What?
Do you send multiple WYD texts a day to different people?
I don't know. I mean...
This is a common thing you do.
It's not uncommon. Why is it a problem?
That's just weird to me.
Oh, it's weird.
You sent out a sup text lately. Does that happen? Sup.
By the way, people are saying Alex Gordon wore the number four. So you've been honoring him with the wrong floor, with the wrong number all these years.
George Brett was five.
That's correct. George Brett was five.
I thought Gordon was five, too, though.
You know what, though? If he thought he was five, it does help when he goes to the parking garage.
This is going to mess me up now, for sure.
Gordon with the wrong number.
Didn't Gordo ever wear five?
I don't believe so. I think he's four. from start to finish.
Alex, call in. Did you ever wear five? I used to watch every at bat. I just, when he first got there, I literally would watch every at bat. He really struggled too, by the way. Remember
the Royals? You mean?
Early in his career.
Yeah, he got sent down. He went from third base to left field. That changed. That helped his career out a little bit.
He sent him to Omaha. I went and interviewed him in Omaha, and I was wearing a new shirt, and he complimented my shirt. I remember that too. Sip, I like that shirt.
The wooden buttons?
It was it had camouflage on the sleeves. It was a black shirt, but it had camo on the sleeves. I didn't even
know.
Hard
to find those.
It was really hard to find.
You still have that shirt?
Do you have any shirts, camo sleeves, short? I checked the deer hunting area. And
now that we're talking about it, he might have been making fun of me.
He might have been poking fun.
Yeah, he might have been
poking the bear.
All right.
Regarding your texting lingo, John says on the text line, Sip is a 58-year-old millennial. If you know, you know. John.
WYD. And I thought that was just standard.
He just sent a question mark back. Way to go, Keith. That's the proper response.
I can show it to you. It was funny. He just sent just a question mark back.
Keith's got funny stuff. Keith's funny.
He is funny.
Brett says that Alex Gordon wore the number 3 when he started at Nebraska, then went to 4. Rest of his career, and
so when
the
was
majors,
the 5?
Never was. That would be George.
When did the 5 happen?
Never happened.
That's gonna mess my airport situation up this season. I better get a new.
I'll just go Brett.
Yeah, go
to the roof.
Brett.
Just go to the roof. That's
what
I do.
There's also markings on poles, you know, that numbers sometimes could be A, B, C, D, but sometimes it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I always say, Gordo, 5. Okay, it's not Gordo. I'm just going to go George Brett.
George Brett. That's fine. Yeah. That works for you. Yeah. That's good. Before I get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast or brunch or lunch today, how about Early Bird, 19th and K? Great spot there. They've got all sorts of things like breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak. How about cinnamon roll pancakes? Sounds pretty good. Also, the appetizers like hash holes.
What's a hash hole?
It's a hash brown, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like maybe in the form of a donut?
Yeah, a donut hole, like a hash brown.
That sounds incredible. Their menu is just off the hook.
WYD.
Would you text that off the hook?
It is, like I said, and the location is so nice. I mean, you can whip in and whip out of there, and the parking is so good.
Tons of parking.
Right
free.
In the, what's that? Free. In my right, Telegraph. Is that right?
It's just southwest of Telegraph.
Yeah. I mean, you could buzz over from there. It's a block walk, probably. When I whiz by it in the morning, I tell you, it's incredible. We really need to do a live remote from there.
So you whiz by it on the way here.
Me
every
and Bill
day.
Both do, yeah.
Every day. And it makes you happy.
I whiz by it.
And there's a big sign that says, the early bird gets the
pancake.
The worms crossed out.
Yep.
I'm driving by this. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
What is the
19th and K.
Former Husker that you covered, Jamie Burrow.
I did cover him.
At that. Brother of Dan Burrow, another safety who played here.
Yep.
Jimmy's the dad, and Joe Burrow, the starting quarterback for the Bengals, Heisman Trophy winner.
What a family.
So you can sit there and talk about, hey, what was it like being at the Heisman Trophy ceremony?
Yeah.
You talk about those things.
Or you talk about to Jamie about playing in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that'd be incredible. Yeah. Exactly.
He was on that Rose Bowl team that played in the Rose Bowl. Jamie's a great dude, and he'll talk to you, too. He'll talk now.
He's a lot of fun. He runs. He's a multi-business man.
Yes.
Probably one of the most they've expanded from one to now they got
6 locations.
They had one. Started off with the mom and pops one. Now they're at 6. And just there could be some news coming of expansion.
Potentially
could be
6.
Expansion news coming.
They got 3 in Omaha, 1 in Lincoln, and 2 in Iowa. So 6 locations of Early Bird. 19th and K here in Lincoln again. It's open at 7 days a week. Open till 2:30 every single day.
Quick question.
Yes,
do you
Bill.
Think when McDonald's started, they opened up with 4,000 McDonald's places?
I doubt it.
How many were there when they started?
One.
One, and then all of a sudden there was 4, then there was 6. And
how
now
many are there, you think?
Oh, millions.
Millions of McDonald's. Maybe Early Bird gets there someday. You never know.
If Jamie wants to, they will.
He wants
I'll tell you that. Thank you, Early Bird.
Early Bird, 19th and K. Check it out. Delicious lunch, brunch, and breakfast. If you want to go earlier in the morning when we come back. Some big news for 1890. Next, an early break on the ticket.
Your time and expertise are valuable. Making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.